Support for Here and Now comes from BetterHelp, committed to supporting mental health through therapy. Clients are matched with one of 25,000 therapists and can communicate via video, chat, or phone at betterhelp.com/public.
The markets are beginning to regain ground today after taking a sudden nosedive Thursday. The S&P 500 dropped 5.9% Thursday as investors absorbed the news that the U.S. economy may not reopen as fast as they'd hoped. For more, let's bring in Mike Regan, senior editor at Bloomberg News. And Mike, the markets seemed as if they were speeding along with the S&P 500 turning positive on Monday. Then they hit this road bump yesterday. Tell us more.
Well, Tanya, as you say, they really were speeding along. The gains were very rapid since those lows in March. And that really caused a lot of people to start to worry that they had gotten, the stock market had gotten ahead of itself and that the valuations were almost approaching sort of bubble-like levels. And if not bubble, at least pricing in a very optimistic scenario about the rebound in the economy. So on Tuesday and Wednesday, we saw the markets start to slip. They dropped about 1.5-2% for the S&P and the Dow Jones over those 2 days. And then it really snowballed on Thursday, and sort of along with all of that worry about the market were a lot of news reports suggesting that the virus spread is accelerating in some parts of the country. So really caused investors to rethink this optimistic assumption about the rebound in the economy.
Some of the hardest hit stocks were Bank of America, which dropped 10%. Caterpillar, the machinery and equipment company, that stock fell 8.3%. Boeing, 16%. What does this picture tell us?
All right. So if you look at those really economically sensitive stocks like that, along with, say, the cruise ship operators and the airlines, which were also among the biggest decliners, it really does kind of back up that notion that there's been a rethink about the virus and the potential for it to accelerate a little bit further in coming months and cause sort of, if not the drastic situations of lockdowns that we've seen in the past months, at least not quite that really rosy, optimistic rebound of the economy that everyone was hoping for.
Okay, so unemployment is still a little above 16%. The economy is expected to contract around 6% before the year's over. I want to ask you, do you see this as the market really being out of touch with reality, or is it a reaction to something else?
Well, certainly certain pockets of the market are pretty much detached from reality. You know, there's stocks of companies in bankruptcy protection that rallied hundreds of percent over a few days. But if you look at the market as a whole, I think it does appear detached from that perspective of the economy, as you mentioned. But the other dimension of it all is this massive stimulus being put into the economy from the federal government and the Federal Reserve, you know, trillions of dollars of money flowing into the real economy and to financial markets. So it makes it very difficult for investors to sort of reconcile the two and come up with a fair valuation for the market when there are these two sort of competing forces going on at once. It's really uncharted territory for investors. So it kind of explains why it's difficult and why the market is up big one day and down a lot the next day. Is there's a lot of debate about what the valuation of the market really should be in this environment.
Mm-hmm. That's Mike Regan, senior editor at Bloomberg News. As always, thank you so much.
Thank you, Tony.